Yes. Lynn.
Identifying the strategic issue that may come out and coming out with the strategic or the background, objective, and strategy.
Strategic issue statement. Okay.
Yeah.
Ronel.
Yeah, how to tackle problems with besetting the issues or the strategic issues, like how do you formulate the objective, the background, strategic.
Very good. Strategies. Anything else? Anyone else? Yes. Mike.
Doing the right things and doing things right.
Doing the right things and doing things right in that order. Very good. Anna.
Mine is, if you agonize on the right issues, your agony is useless. That's my real thing.
Say that again. If you agonize
on the wrong issues, your agony is useless.
Okay. Yeah. How to be more productive with my agony. Yes. Well, life is a battle. We might as well fight the right ones.
Yes.
Anyone else? Anything else? Yes, Eunice.
Developing the general manager mindset is not just limited on your position per se, but really you can have it regardless.
Excellent. You don't have to be the general manager to require a GM mindset. Any project, anything, assume you are the GM of that project. When something is assigned to you, if you assume you are the GM of that project, I tell you, you will develop a GM mindset very, very quickly. Anyone else? Anything else? Bueno. And there is no freedom if there are no boundaries. Amazing, you know? It's kind of counterintuitive, and yet it's so true. Okay. What is the most applicable thing you've learned this morning? Something you'll take away and you feel you can implement. Yes, Joy. How to raise your hand with facial expression.
With motivation.
Amazing, amazing. There's a lot of information, but until you implement, you're not going to own the lesson. In fact, the only way to remember what you learn is to implement it.
Yeah.
Okay? The only way to remember what you learn is to implement it. Okay. What are the two burning issues in management? Open book test. Issue number one is?
Strategic accuracy.
You become accurate in your strategy if your strategy emanates from? If your strategy is built on? The right strategic issues. Okay? The right strategic issues. You could bring this down to the operational level. Okay? Your operational strategy will be accurate if it is based on the correct operational issues. It doesn't have to be strategic. It could be day-to-day. What should we be doing day-to-day? It depends. What are the day-to-day issues? What should we be doing long-term in 3 to 5 years? It depends. What are the strategic issues? So whether it's operational issue or strategic issue, it's the same. Okay? And you can apply this at home. Okay? If there are recurring problems, the question is always, what's the issue? Be issue-driven, okay? How do you identify strategic issues? Okay, you frame the strategic issues within mission, vision, goals, okay? An issue is an issue if it will threaten the mission, vision, or goals, whether the accomplishment of it, the pursuit of it, okay? So, you're not giving issue. Kasi, Anna asked the question, what if we don't agree what a strategic issue is, whether it is strategic or not? Paano yon? Well, the arbiter will be mission, vision, goals. Okay? Pag hindi siya umuuntog sa mission, vision, goals, oh, hindi issue yan. Hindi strategic issue yan. But an issue na it will prevent you from fulfilling your mission. It will prevent you from accomplishing your vision or achieving your goals. Issue yan. Yun ang arbiter. So, the next question will be, what if the mission is not clear? paano nga ba? Maswerte tayo sa victory, very clear ang mission. In many companies, they don't have a mission statement. What are you in business for? To make money. Okay, other than making money, is there any other purpose for business? Of course. What is the noble dimension of your business? So, pag hindi clear yung mission, it's an even more fundamental leadership issue. Okay? Well, what is the second burning issue? And what is execution rigor? In your own words. Biglang. Huh? In your own words. Yes. Doing the right thing. Strategic accuracy, doing the right thing. No, execution rigor. Baligtad. Yes, Jekris.
How do I do things well?
Sorry?
How do I do things well?
How well should I do things? Execution rigor is doing things well. How do you define well according to the definition? What is well according to the definition? It is precise. It is exact, meaning hindi sobra, hindi kulang. Ano pa?
Encompassing,
yeah. It is precise. What else? You can look at the book. It's okay. It's thorough. Okay? And the fastest way possible. Okay, so yung parameter niya, tama siya, thorough siya, mabilis siya, or the fastest way possible. All right. Okay, so you have a strategy. You've collected the five or seven strategic issues in your department. You have five or seven issue statements. You now have a roadmap. You know what to do. These are the right things to do. Okay. When you execute, there are options. If that is the right thing to do, okay, we could do it this way, or that way. You have alternatives. And you need to make a decision. Okay? So this afternoon, we're going to talk about systematic decision analysis. Okay? How do I choose from among a variety of options? We're on page 16. Okay? So I'm going to talk to you about systematic decision making. The framework is very simple. Number one, state what decision has to be made. Okay? To choose a venue for the youth camp from among three venues. Okay? So that's the decision. What are the available alternatives? Venue A, B, C. Establish the minimum imperatives or musts the decision should meet. What I want you to do is to refer to the decision analysis form. Okay? On page, is it there? Next page. Okay, decision statement to choose the best venue for the youth camp. Alternatives, A, B, C, D. Okay? What are the musts? Price. Ano pa?
Capacity.
Ano pa? Accessibility. I mean, do we need to take a plane to go there? Forget it. Facilities. Completo ba? Safety. Okay. Within the budget. Very good. O, yun ang musts. Yung musts na yan, isusulat mo dyan. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay? And then under each alternative, yes, no. Does it meet the must? Does it not meet the must? It's just yes, no. YN. Okay? Yes, no. Pag no siya, eliminated. That option is eliminated. Then you go to the wants. Only the alternative that does not have a no will be evaluated on the wants. Let me repeat. There are four alternatives. Three of them, yes lahat sa must. One of them, yes lahat, except for one must. No siya. Basta meron ng no, maski isa lang, eliminated. Kasi must eh. If you don't need the must, if you don't meet the must, hindi ka pwede. Hindi naman sinabing maybe eh. Must yun eh. Alright. So basta may isang no, tapos ang alternative na yun. So, yung mga nagsusurvive na alternative will proceed to the wants. Yung wants is the, anong definition natin ng wants? The desirable dimensions or wants expressed in extremes. For example, the least costly, the highest potential attendance, the least problematic, the closest to Metro Manila, the best in security. So, expressed in the extremes. Okay? So, yung nagsusurvive na alternative, irrate mo siya against these wants. And the alternative with the highest score in any one want gets a 10. Umpisa mo, sino ang pinakamagaling sa want na ito? Yun ang 10. And then the other alternatives, you will rate them lower accordingly. Okay? So, you continue to do that, and then you simply add up the scores, and you will get a mathematical guide. The highest scoring alternative, so want, in theory, is the best alternative. Okay? And then, you know, if you're not comfortable with that, kasi parang I sense na mali ata tayo, balikan mo. Maybe kulang yung musts ninyo. Maybe mali yung rating niyo sa wants. Alright? You can apply this in your life. Okay? Who should I marry? Alternative A, B, C, D. Woo! Four alternatives! You gotta be hot, baby! What are the musts? Huwag naman number one, pogi. Number one, believer. Must yun. Di po ba? Oh. Number two, ano kaya after believer? Pogi na kagad. Oh, sige. No, what other must? Believer. Ano pa? Sorry? Yeah, siguro naman. May trabaho. Mapapakain ako. Okay. I'm addressing to the women muna. The women muna. Kasi the men, mamaya may options din tayo. Who should I propose to? Alternative A, B. Anyway. So, believer, you know, may potential. Has future. Okay? May kinabukasan sa buhay. Okay? You know, siyempre man, can get parental approval. Baka naman hindi approve ni mom and dad. All right. So, you can apply it in your life. Okay? You want to buy a car. Okay. Alternatives. Eh, ganon. And this is systematic thinking. It will make your decisions more thorough. Okay? So, it's also fun. Okay? So, ponder on the sense of comfort with the chosen alternative. If there's a lot of discomfort, repeat the process to validate the list of musts, wants, and scores given. All right? So, we're going to have some fun. We're going to give you some case studies. Where are those cases? Are they here? Yes. Okay. All right, one, two. Oh, very good. We have three. Three case studies. The first case study... you are tasked to choose the supplier for the merchandise we will be selling at Victory at 30. There are three suppliers to choose from. We need to choose one to start producing the materials in time for the pre-conference on August 10, 2014. True case study ba ito? Hindi. Okay. Theory only. Okay? So this is the data you have. What we want you to do is develop... propose a decision by using the decision analysis form. Okay, using the decision analysis form, recommend a decision for the supplier. Discussing it with your team. Questions, comments. When you make a decision, the facilitator will not be in your job site. I cannot go there and tell you, ito must niyan, ito wants niyan. So you got to figure these out on your own. All right? Questions and comments? Okay. So why don't you form your group once again? Same groupings. And I'll see how many cases we can do. Maybe two, maybe three, I don't know. Okay, you cannot re-elect the presenter. Index finger to the ceiling at the count of three. Elect your presenter. One, two, three. There is a decision analysis form for each case. You can see that in your workbook. 3.5 minutes to go. If there is one no, eliminate it. Oh. Eliminate. Must you?
Most affordable, diba?
20 seconds.
Mr. Christy, ano ang thing, wait? How do we total?
Ay, maski wala nang wait. Maski wag mong... All right, time's up. Time's up. Let's process. Earth to victory. Earth to victory. Come in. Time's up. Time's up. Okay. Who wants to go first? Ito mic nyo. Okay. Sino bang presenter dito? Okay. Jael. Dito sino? Jack Chris, sino rito? No, Ria cannot be re-elected, so it is Nonet. Nonet? And sa grupo nyo, sino? Chai? Ria? Okay. Dalawa pa lang Ria, no? And sino? Ronel. Okay, Jael, let's go!
Ang must po.
Listen up, listen up.
Is quality output, production capacity, and service track record. This being because quality is always important, and then Victory at 30 has 27,000 expected attendance. So it can't be small scale. And then track record, because for major conferences, we don't do trial and error with suppliers for big conferences. A smaller, okay. Then the want is cost coordination and church affiliation. Cost because for merchandise.
Teka muna, sino nag-survive dun sa mas ninyo?
Sorry po. Ang nag-survive is si A and B.
A and B?
Yes.
Okay.
Track record kasi parehas na silang naka-work.
Okay na yon. So once. Alright. Sinong so nanalo?
So once, ang nanalo.
Ano muna once ninyo? Anong once ninyo?
Cost.
Meaning lowest cost. You have to express it in the extreme. Lowest cost. Oh. Ano pa?
Best quality.
No, ano sa want na tayo?
Sa want na nga. Oh.
Coordination, meaning.
Easiest to coordinate with.
And then church affiliation, at least we know the background, the source.
Okay, and all right. Teka muna, ganito. I'm not gonna ask for scores yet. I'm just gonna ask for wants and musts, okay? So, sinong gusto nang mag-present ng wants, musts and wants? Yun muna. I don't want to know who won first. Ronel, anong must ninyo?
Okay, our must, finance requirement should be within budget.
Okay.
Okay, and the other one is quality of work. And then number three is yung can deliver on time.
What about the quality of work? It must be what?
Excellent. Well, based on this, it's parang yung output quality rin.
Kanya nga. Yeah. It output be quality, yeah. It has to be at least X.
Wow.
You see, kanya must eh. Oh, sige.
Anyway.
Ano pa?
Yeah, the one that can deliver on time.
Okay.
And the output capacity.
It's
the production capacity, I mean.
All right.
Yeah, that's our must.
But the musts are not clear, you see. Pag sinabi mo output quality or production capacity, dapat the expression there, it must the supplier must can deliver before the you see ganun. Anong wants ninyo?
Okay. Our wants church affiliation and then credit terms. And then we have also coordination.
Okay, now repeat. Pag wants, express the wants in the extreme. Pag church affiliation, closest to being a Christian if you want. Kasi dapat mostest, leastest, highest, lowest. Ganun yun. Oh, anong second want mo?
Credit terms.
Oh, shortest credit term. Oh, ano pa?
Longest.
Longest credit term. Yeah.
I think that's the two lang eh. Kasi
That's okay. That's all right. Okay, kayo. Anong must niyo?
Must is ability to meet deadline. I mean, production capacity.
All right.
And then cost. And then output quality.
Ano yung cost niyo? The cost must be what?
Within budget.
What's the budget?
25
You cannot build your own case. The only data you have is the data you have. Remember, we're not gonna
fair.
You know, we're gonna sell this stuff. Now there are two ways to do it. One, we carry the inventory, so we commit. Or they can consign. Although hindi naman pwedeng ibenta yan sa labas, so siguro hindi pwedeng consignment. So, but there's no budget. Anyway, ano pang must ninyo?
That's it.
Anong wants ninyo?
Wants coordination and service track record.
How do you express that in the extreme?
Coordination.
Easiest to coordinate with.
Easiest.
Oh, ano pa yung isa?
Service track record.
Oh, how can you extremize that?
Supplier.
Best track record or kailangan extreme kasi 10 yun eh. 10 yun, okay naman. Sino magpipresent dyan? Nonet, must.
Yung must namin, number one namin is excellent in output quality.
Must be excellent. Oh, sige.
And number two, production. Small scale ng production capacity. Kasi,
what do you mean? It must be small scale, so you will eliminate anything large scale?
At least small scale.
Okay. You don't want the small scale guy to be eliminated. All right.
Cost can be expensive.
That's not a must. Cost must not be more than. Oh, kasi the data you have is
cost must be value for money. That's why.
Well, no. Ang data mo expensive, cheap, fair. Oh, cost must not be.
Merchandise.
Anyway, may mask ka pa ba dyan, Nonet? Must be
current.
What? Must be current? What do you mean?
Current supplier.
Must be a current supplier. So in other words, hindi pwedeng new supplier. Okay. Ano pang must mo? Anong wants nyo? Anong wants nyo? Wala, hindi kayo umabot sa want. Ano? Anong wants nyo? Oh, Rhea. What are your wants?
Best quality.
Okay.
Tapos, highest production capacity, least cost, and then best track record, and then easiest to access.
All right. So see, they've expressed it very clearly. Kasi mostest, leastest, highest, lowest. See some wants. Kayo, anong must nyo? Microphone. Jekris.
Yung must having is, number one is price, at least reasonable. Yes, because of the students. And next is quality output, at least excellent and presentable. And service track record, at least they've supplied to a previous event.
Okay.
And coordination easily to contact with.
Okay. Okay. And your wants?
Yung wants namin is church affiliation. At least...
Non-believers don't apply. Gano ba?
No, no.
Hindi naman?
Hindi naman. Kasi supply naman yung pinag-uusapan. Hindi naman.
Eh, ba't meron kang wants na church affiliation?
Parang character reference lang.
Ah, okay. Yes, oh, ano pa? Church affiliation?
Production quality is, are they capable of bulk production?
How do you express that?
Can deliver.
Must. That's a must.
At least they can deliver before this date.
That's a must. Okay. You must is a qualifier or disqualifier. Okay, so let's deal with this. What is the event? And who are the audience? Who is the audience? Victory members. And most of them are rich, medium, or poor? Majority. Okay. All right. All right. Now, real time ito. It is April 3. When is the event? May, June, July. We have 4 months. Okay, 4 months. As a manager, anong must mo pag merchandise? Okay, because nga medyo middle class ang vast majority. So, what will be the must as far as cost is concerned? Kasi, cost? Why don't you go for it? Cheap. In other words, yun ang pinakamura. I don't know why you did not say lowest cost. Must be cheap. Hindi naman sinabing must be poor quality eh. Kasi the word cheap, kasi cost yun eh. The word cheap means mababa ang cost. Okay? Oh. Now, quality. Are we gonna sell to the Louis Vuitton audience? No. So, and what kind of items do we produce anyway? T-shirts, ano pa? Jacket. I mean, notebooks. These are not complicated things to. You know what I'm saying? So, the quality. What will be the must? Cannot be below moderate. Oh, that's how you express a must. Cannot be below moderate quality. Okay? What is the must for production capacity? I mean, who cares about the capacity? Must be able to deliver before the event, 1 week before the event. Now, you have 4 months. Maski na small scale siya. Do you think they can gear up in 4 months? I think so. So, must be able to deliver the quantity before. And besides, in a 30,000 person event, does everyone buy a souvenir? No. Okay? So, coordination, is that important? Oh, must be reasonably easy to coordinate with. How's that? Okay. Church affiliation, is that a must? Not really, di ba? Baka mamaya, masyeran mo po ng gospel yan kung unbeliever. Buti nga eh. Oh. So, walang must sa church. Okay, in wants, okay? So, wants, I'm sorry, service track record, is there a must that has to be achieved there? No, what's the must there? To be conservative, must have experience dealing with Victory. Kasi why will I risk? Yung ibang manager na lang mag-risk. Eh, ako in charge nito, ayaw kong mag-risk. Gusto ko yung subok na. So, must have experience supplying Victory or good experience supplying Victory. When you do that, who will fail in those musts? By the way, who won in your case?
B.
Kayo, see, who won in your case? Wala. Kasi may na-eliminate. Nakita ko yung ano niya. May na-eliminate. Kayo, who won? Wala rin. Kayo, who won in your case? B. Kayo, who won in your case?
A.
A. Okay. Because you puro kayo excellent. Kanya na-eliminate yung mga B and C. But at least you made a decision. Okay. Whether it's the right decision or not, well, kasi magiging mahal ngayon ang mga giveaway. Okay? Let me challenge the decision. Okay? So, here are your typical dudes in sneakers and jeans, and they want to remember victory at 30. And ang mamahal, pare ko, ng giveaway, wag na lang. Ba't ganun ngayon ang victory? Siguro elitist nga ito. So, issues. You see? Issue kanina yan eh. Oh. So, now kayo naman, sa pagka-stricto nyo sa must and wants, wag na lang tayong mag-giveaway. Oh. Is that a sound decision? Who got eliminated? Why was A eliminated in your case? Oh, yeah. No, net. I'm sorry. We sell. Yeah, we sell. Sorry. Not giveaway. Sorry. Okay? I mean, is it good for people to remember victory at 30? Yeah, because all of the effort in an event is extended by the souvenir. Pag nakikita ko yung souvenir, ayun, naalala ko yung ano, na-inspire ako noon eh. You see? That is the concept behind souvenirs. To extend the efforts, the effect. Lahat ng pagod ng victory na ginawa dahil sa event na yan, may extend yon through the, okay? So, if you guys were handling the event, too bad victory, walang merchandise ngayon. Kayo rin, wala rin. Okay. There goes the church, all right. You see, in decision analysis, you cannot, well, you can make a decision not to have anything. But, you see, is it realistic na walang merchandise? Isa pang case, okay? One more case. This year's admin staff building, team building, will have 75 participants. Listen up. And is scheduled on June 30 to July 1, 2014. As part of the planning committee, we are tasked to look for an appropriate venue for the event. ABC, you don't have a lot of time. Okay? Only 8 minutes. Ready? Go. For simplicity, you don't have to weigh the wants. Okay? For simplicity, you don't have to weigh the wants. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, time. Now, I'm going to ask you who won. Okay? I'm going to ask you in your group who won. Okay? So, let's start with this group. Who won? Okay, A, Punta de Fabian, all right. Next group.
Punta de Fabian.
Okay, next group.
A.
All right, next group.
A.
A, okay, next group.
A.
Okay. Unanimous, okay.
A.
I have one question. How can you make a decision? How can A win? The budget is 3,000 per head. That's the budget. So how can Punta de Fabian win?
Because it was accessible.
No, the budget is only 3,000. So how can you make a decision? Yeah, the budget is only 3,000 per head. Huh? Chai, say that again. So how can you make a decision? Because kanina I was spoon feeding you. But I expect the learning curve to go like this. Information is not going to be spoon fed to you. You have to ask. Yes.
But sir, we base it on our
I am teaching you a lesson. You cannot make a decision unless you have all of the data. None of you ask me, what's the, ano ba yung budget? Because the first one to ask that question would have won.
Sir, ano po yung budget?
All right? Decision making, the quality of your decision will be based on the information you have. As a manager, you cannot assume you have all of the information. You have to look for the information. And all of you have made a decision, but your information was faulty because you did not have the budget. And none of you asked. None of you asked, okay? So now, we have a problem. Because you have committed to Punta de Fabian, but we can't afford it. And we have to deal with this issue. Okay? Chip in. What am I saying? You can have all of the frameworks, you can have the musts and wants, but if you don't have the data, you can't make a decision. And that is a very basic, very fundamental data, okay? And Giselle and I always have fun with this case study. Some of the pastors told me, I feel so condemned. Well, you know, because I have made decisions in my life when I had no right making those decisions. Because I did not have the information. And if that's the lesson you're going to take away, then praise the Lord. That is the lesson I want you to take away. You can't make a decision unless you have all of the data. Okay? So, questions, comments before the coffee break. This is sad, Joy. Yes, Buena.
Sorry, it's just a comment. In our previous teachings here in Admin Staff Deck, I don't know, I forgot who was the teacher. Sabi niya, you just work within what is stated. Don't go beyond it. So that's why we assume na, Nico, what's the allowed budget? So parang
for the
and then, sabi naman niya, yung 4 hours from Manila will incur additional expense. So.
It's right. You cannot go beyond what you have, okay? You have the data, you have the form, and you have your brains, okay? You cannot go beyond that. But you see, I need you to understand no one will spoon-feed you with the data. In real life, you can't make a decision. And I was hoping and praying, is someone going to raise his hand or her hand? Ask me a question. Because that group would have won. Okay? Yeah. In this case, a delay in the timing is critical. Questions, comments? Yes, Jacris.
Yes, this is very good. It will add more systematic way of, especially sa mga administrator of canvassing material, especially for buying equipment.
Oh, in everything. Who do we promote? Candidate A, B, C. What are the musts? What are the wants? Who do we assign? Or where should we put up the next church? Candidate areas A, B, C. You name it. What I want you to take away with you is the framework. Because the framework will change the way you think. And by the way, you'll never be the same. If you do this habitually, you can do it mentally. You don't have to go through a piece of paper. Because I have this in my head, and I can calculate musts, wants, and it's very fast. Okay, kasi yung thinking mo very structured. That is why I offer you guys. That's why we give you frameworks, because that is structural. That structure will change the way you think, and as a result, it will change your behavior and the quality of your results. Okay, So back to who do I marry? A, B. You see, pag nagpumasya na siya sa must, believer, has the character of a Christian, has a job, has great potential. Pag pumasya na siya ron, pag sa once, boss, go for it. Pinaka-pogi, pinaka-mayaman, kasi pasado niya siya sa must. Are you with me? Secure ka na doon eh. Okay?